Marty McGuire, Part 1. Characters: Marty, Mrs. Alloy, Mum, Dad, and Bob, the Lion.
I can't be the princess part, Miss Alloy. I can. I'll help paint scenery instead. I don't do princess things.
You'd be good at it.
Sorry.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow to herself.
We can talk, but it won't matter. Let Veronica, Gacy, or Kimmy, or Isabel, or their new friend Annie, dance around in some floofy, fluffy dress. I'm not being a princess.
Marty?
Hi, Mum.
Why are you wearing the emergency clothes for the nurse from the nurse again?
What do you mean, again?
You borrowed the emergency clothes last Tuesday when you ripped your pants trying to climb the oak tree outside the art room because you were chasing that squirrel so you could try to feed him your leftover granola bar.
It wasn't actually chasing the squirrel. I saw him after I got there. I thought he looked hungry. I climbed up the tree because the kickball got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They really shouldn't have let the fourth graders play.
Marty?
Yes?
Why were you wearing the emergency clothes today?
Mostly because of the frog pee, I guess.
We'll have a little talk about this at dinner.
Dad's home.
Uh-oh.
Sparky's out again. Sorry, Rachel. I'd help, but she clawed a hole in my good school pants last time.
Right here.
I can see her. She's on top of the fridge eating the fridge bar. Newton.
Hey, baby. It's okay, baby. You'll be okay. I got you there. Now, Marty, about those emergency clothes.
Uh-oh, here goes one of Mum's little talks.
Now, eat your peas first, then go to your room, Marty.
Hey, Bob the Lion.
It's not fair. Oh, there's the phone.
Well, hello, Mrs. Alloy. The Frog Prince? Oh, how marvellous. Oh, the princess, that's fantastic.
I'm not doing it, Bob.
She said no, I can't imagine why. Oh, I see. No, she does not like dresses, but I'm sure we'll work it out. Uh-huh, well, yes, I'll talk with her, and I think you can count on Princess Marty reporting for duty tomorrow. Okay? Uh-huh, you have a good night too. Bye.
Quick, Bob. She's coming.
Marty, that was Mrs. Alloy. She says you're going to be the lead of the third grade play.
She must have dialed the wrong number.
Marty?
Mum, it's a princess play. I'm not a princess girl.
Marty, it's such a fun opportunity to wear a stupid frilly dress. Well, maybe you won't have to wear...
I know I won't have to because I'm not doing it.
Marty?
Oh, nope.
But Mrs. Alloy will be so disappointed.
She can get Veronica, Gacy, or Kimmy, or Isabel, or Annie. Annie is a princess now too. She didn't come back as you said.
Give her time, Marty. She's trying something new. It's good to make friends and try out lots of different things. And for now, I think a little princess practice would be good for you. I told Mrs. Alloy you were going to do it.
But, Mum...
But nothing. You're going to school tomorrow and reporting for Princess Judy.
Bob, this is not fair.
I understand. I don't like fancy pink dresses either.
Bye.